2 Samuel chapter 23. Now these are the last words of David. The oracle of David, the son of Jesse, the oracle of the man who was raised on high, anointed by the God of Jacob, the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me, his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke, the Rock of Israel said to me, "The one who rules over men righteously, who rules in the fear of God, he is like the gleam of dawn, when the sun rises on a cloudless morning, when the tender grass sprouts out of the earth, shining after a rain. Is not my house like this with God? For he has made an everlasting covenant with me, order in all things and secure. Will he not deliver me and bring all that I desire to fruition? But the ungodly will be like thorns thrown away, because they cannot be picked up by hand. But whoever touches them must use an iron tool or the staff of a spear. They will be totally burned up with fire right where they are." These are the names of David's mighty men: Jesheb, Bashhebet, Atachemonite. He was the chief of the three. He wielded his spear against 800, whom he killed in one battle. Next to him was Eleazar, the son of Dodai, the descendant of Ahohi. He was one of David's three mighty men. When they defied the Philistines, who were mustered there for battle, when the Israelite troops retreated, he stood and slew Philistines until his hand was so tired it stuck to his sword, and the Lord won a great victory that day. When the troops returned to him, the only thing left to do was to take the spoil. Next to him was Shammah, the son of Agi, a Hararite. When the Philistines mustered their troops at Lehi, there was a field full of lentils, and the army fled from the Philistines. He took his stand in the middle of the field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. And the Lord brought about a great victory. Once at harvest time, three of the 30 chief men went down to join David at the cave of Adullam. A band of the Philistines was camped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was in Bethlehem. David yearned, saying, "Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate." The three mighty men broke through the Philistine force and drew the water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate. They brought it back to David, but he refused to drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. He explained, "The Lord forbid that I should drink this. Can I drink the blood of the men who went risking their own lives?" So he would not drink it. These are examples of the types of exploits the three mighty men did. Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief of the 30. With his spear he killed 300 of the enemy. Such accomplishments made him as famous as the three. He was most famous of the 30, and was made their commander, even though he was not one of the three. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was a valiant warrior from Kabzeel, who had done mighty feats. He slew the two sons of Ariel of Moab. He also went down into a pit and killed a lion on a snowy day. He killed an Egyptian, an impressive warrior, who had a spear in his hand. He went after him with a staff and picked the spear right out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. These exploits gave Benaiah the son of Jehoiada a reputation as impressive as the three mighty men. He was more honorable than the 30, but he had not attained to the level of respect as the first three. David set him in charge of his bodyguard. The 30 are Azahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, the son of Dodo, from Bethlehem, Shammah, the Haradite, Alkiah, the Haradite, Helez, the Paltite, Ira, the son of Ikesh, from Tekoa, Abiezer from Anatot, Mebunai, the Hushathite, Zalmon, the Aholite, Maharai, the Netophathite, Heled, the son of Bana, the Netophathite, Ittai, the son of Ribai, from Gibeah in Benjamin, Benaiah a Pirathonite, Hiddai of the brooks of Gaash, Avialbon, the Arbathite, Asmathet, the Barhumite, Eliaba, the Shaalbanite, the sons of Jeshan, Jonathan, the son of Shammah, the Hararite, Ahiam, the son of Shara, the Haratite, Eliphelet, the son of Ashbai, the Maakathite, Eliam, the son of Ahithophel, the Gilonite, Hezro, the Carmelite, Pa'arai, the Arbite, Igal, the son of Nathan, from Zobah, Bani, the Gadite, Zelek, the Ammonite, Na'arai, the Berothite, the armor-bearer of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, Ira, the Ithrite, Gareb, the Ithrite, Uriah, the Hittite, 37 in all.